Today is Thursday, June 27th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Sunglasses Day. It's also National Onion Day. Oh, one of my favorites. I love onions. I can eat a raw onion. I don't eat it like an apple, but I can slice up an onion and eat a slice of onion with, you know, let's say you have, for whatever reason, this is what comes to my mind, although I don't, but if you have like a nice braised meat, maybe some beans, some cornbread, something like that, and then a little slice of onion on the side. So good. But I put onion in everything that I cook. Chili, when I make lettuce wraps, when I make spaghetti sauce, when I make, you know, anything. When I'm roasting, when I'm braising different meats, onion is one of the first things. I'm sure most people are that way. So, I mean, who doesn't love at least cooked onion? Caramelized onion? French onion soup? So good. It's also National Ice Cream Cake Day. It's National Handshake Day. National Orange Blossom Day. And National Bomb Pop Day. So, there you go. We had a lot more. Oh, it's also HIV testing day. So I'll call that out as well. We are in Pride Month, and, you know, I should call that out for sure. I heard a little beep that I don't know if anyone else is going to hear on the recording, but we're always plagued by these like computer sounds and stuff. We're like, oh, where did that come from? And is it going to show up on my recording? I don't know. Like, it wasn't happening before, and now all of a sudden it's happening. I'm not really sure what's going on there. It's really annoying when you have a sound and you don't know exactly where it came from. Did it come from Zoom? Did it come from Discord? Did it come from, I have like 7 different computers here. And because of the video stuff that we do for the mix, I have them all hooked into, I have this software for remoting into computers. So I only have one monitor and one keyboard connected, but I use that main monitor and then I remote into the other machines so that I can pull up Daniel on a separate window that I can bring him into the video, and so that I can, you know, bring in other things like the news and stuff like that when we're doing video. So I have 3 different Mac Minis behind here, but then I also have a little Windows, I think it's an Acer, little Windows Media PC, like a NUC. But I also have my gaming PC under the computer. I have my work laptop. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 computers right here at my desk. And then I have more in my closet that some of them are plugged in, some of them are not. So I have a lot of computers, folks. I mean, I never throw away a computer. So some of the computers I have in the closet probably don't even work anymore, but I just have kept them because maybe they have an old hard drive in them or something like that. And I'm like, oh, someday I'm going to pull the stuff off of that hard drive before I get rid of that computer. So we all have different things that we hoard. And mine is computers, cell phones, and tablets. Electronic equipment, basically. So I'm just looking here to see if we have any contact. We do not have any voicemails. I will just remind everyone, if you want to leave a voicemail, you can call 479-221-9393, and I will play it on the show. You can also use that very same phone number to text, and we do have some text messages. So let's read those. So Mel, I am a librarian, says, response to strawberry peak date question on episode 1427. Strawberries hit peak here in New Jersey, which is in the garden zone, 6.5, 6.5, whatever. However they read those zone numbers, is early June. So good. We are in peak blueberry season now. Cool. So yeah, I guess Florida, I guess, that makes sense that depending on the zone, I mean, that is the most sense-making thing I've ever said or heard from someone, and I don't know why it did not occur to me. But of course, depending on what zone you're in, how much sun you get, what the temperature is where you're located, what the soil's like, the peak season is probably going to be different in different places. So Florida, maybe their peak is February. I don't know. And I could have Googled it, but I didn't. It's not that important. It's one way to get contact is if I just leave an open question and then listeners can either text or call in and correct me. So my evil plan worked. Wah-ah-ah. Well, thanks for the text, Mel. We also have one from Chris in Pittsburgh. Chris says, hey, Adam, with regards to Tabitha and her peeing when excited problem, my dog had the same issue. To avoid the peeing in the house, start bringing her outside when you know people will be coming over. They can greet her outside, and when she pees, it's no big deal since it's outside. Chris, here's what I want to know, man. Man, why did I call you man? Chris, man. Sound like Joe Biden. Come on, man. Chris, tell me this. When did it stop? I understand that there are things that you can do to make it less messy. So you can take them outside. You can put a diaper on them. You can ignore them for the first 30 minutes that you're home. You know, so that they forget about their excited bladder. Thank God she's not our dog. I hope. I have never had a dog with this problem. And both of my dogs were potty trained. It is not fun, but both of them were potty trained. I trained them. Well, Mark and I trained Sydney, but Katie, my first dog, as a single out of the house adult, because we did have dogs when I was growing up as well, but my parents took care of most of the training of dogs when I was growing up. So my first dog to train myself was Katie. I trained her. It was not easy, but eventually it did. Oh, I could tell you stories. They told us, oh, crate train your dog. You need to put them in a crate. As soon as they come out of the crate, you need to take them to the bathroom. Don't let them on the carpet or anything like that, and out of the crate basically until they use the bathroom outside. And keep doing that so that they know as soon as they get out of the crate, they need to go outside and go to the bathroom. And then you can let them walk around. I came home one day and Katie had shit all on the inside of the crate and just laid in it. I mean, how is that helping? I don't know. Chris, thank you. We have attempted that. Sometimes even when we're coming home, I will come in the backyard. Right now, we have some wasps who have decided to build their nest in the latch or underneath the latch of our gate to the fence. And so I'm trying to avoid going in the backyard. I mowed over the weekend, and every time I opened it to go to the backyard, these angry wasps flew out, and I need to get some spray or something or poison. I could just knock the nest down, but I have a fear of wasps because when I was a kid, I climbed up my aunt. Their house was out in the country, and I don't know how that's relevant, but it was. And they had one of those iron railings that goes from the concrete floor of the patio, we'll say, up to the roof. That's kind of holding up this overhang for the patio area. And it was a decorative iron, painted white, whatever. And I was climbing up this thing, and I didn't know there was a wasp nest, like a really big wasp nest. Might have been yellow jackets, but, you know, they're the same, basically. I was mid-hang on this thing, and they all started stinging me. And I could not move because I was being stung, and I was shocked, and I was... etc. My parents, I was screaming. They had to come over and pull me down. I have PTSD for wasps. So there you go. Gary in Portland says, you said something about not having a day for you. There might not have been many special days on that day. Okay. He's talking about Adam Burns Day. Well, maybe you could just write into that website, Gary, and tell them you want to make June 21st Adam Burns Day. I would think it would August 17th would be better because that's my birthday. But we can make it whatever day the listeners want to make. So I started packing for the trip, even though we're not leaving until Wednesday of next week. And when I say packing, I just mean, as I'm losing weight, I have to try on clothes and see if they're going to fit me for the trip. So I tried on 3 different dress shirts that all fit me, and I put them on a separate hanger so that I know those are the ones I'm going to pack for the trip. Because I know they fit me, I like them, and 3 is plenty for the amount of time we're going to be gone. Now I just have to pick t-shirts, polo shirts, a couple of pair of jeans. I think I'm going to get a Lululemon pair of air quotes dress slacks because those will be more comfortable. I may do that over the weekend. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393 or text. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.